Garcia entered the game batting 208 on the season with six RBIs and a home run. 654 OPS. He's able to take some walks. 1-2 count coming home. Check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. Just barely able to hold back. And the pitch misses for ball number two. 2-2 count. And the fans thought that they had strike number three, but not quite, according to the umpires. And now a 2-2 count with two outs. Looking back to second, Jones fires home. Breaking ball drops in there. Strike three. Beautiful pitch from Jeremy Jones as he's through four scoreless. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. It's 2-0 Rafters into the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Knife Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth coming your way here from WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. We're at Witter Field and a new pitcher into the game for the Chinooks as they turn to Aaron Robinson after Logan Schulfer ended up going his three innings. Not a bad start and a return to Witter Field for the Plover native as Logan Schulfer ended his game going three innings, allowing two runs. Both were earned on two hits, one walk, three strikeouts, no hit batters, no balks, and no wild pitches. He faced a total of 12 batters on 51 pitches. Cameron Douglas at the plate, and the first pitch is called for strike number one. Brings the count 0-1, and Aaron Robinson, a guy who's already played against the Rafters before earlier in the season, and there's going to be a lot of those guys. The Rafters have already played a few with the Chinooks, five games this season, and Robinson on the year, his numbers for the Chinooks, 16 2/3 innings, 9.18 ERA, nobody on, an 0-2 count to Douglas, misses low to bring the count 1-2. Douglas, the right-handed hitting designated hitter. Robinson, a lefty on the mound, so a switch of hands as Schulfer was a righty. So you go from a righty to a lefty as Douglas gets under one and pops it up to the right side of the infield. Over there, the first baseman and Nate Gray makes the catch for out number one. One up, one down in the fourth inning for Aaron Robinson. And looking at what Robinson was able to do, his first appearance against the Rafters, he was dominant, went four innings with four strikeouts. He allowed just two hits, no walks, no runs back at Lakeshore on June 1st. However, he also had a second appearance against the Rafters. And in that one, the Rafters got the better of him. Matanaco at the plate sends one into left field, which gets down for a hit. Akko on the first pitch picks up a single his second time on base this game, and now brings up Gunnar Myrow to the plate with one out and a runner on first in the bottom of the fourth. Already up 2-0. Rafters looking to make it more. And talking a little bit more about Robinson's last appearance against the Rafters, that was back on June 10th, again at Lakeshore. The Rafters didn't play the Chinooks at home until yesterday night. But Aaron Robinson, in the June 10th game, he went 1 2/3 innings, allowed 3 runs on 4 hits and 2 walks. First pitch to Gunnar Myrow misses way inside, and Madden Akko is going to take off to second base on the pitch that missed way inside. So, wild pitch allows the runner to advance. Now a runner on second base with one out. And a 2-0 lead for the Rafters in the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 count to Gunnar Myrow. Righty-lefty matchup. Pitch comes home. It is on the outside edge. Called for strike number one. 1-1 count. Myrow, the center fielder for the Rafters, he grounded into a 4-3 putout back in the second inning. And from UNLV, swings and misses at a pitch to bring it 1-2. And with Pat Costin on deck, Aaron Robinson is really hoping to get out number two, because Costin already did some big damage with an Oppo Taco. 1-2 count, misses inside for ball number two, and now a 2-2 count. When I say Oppo Taco, of course, I'm talking about that home run over the left field wall and picked up a ton of wind. It was a skyrocket. High in the air, but the wind just kept pushing and pushing. 2-2 count on the way with the runner on second. Pitch comes home. It's hit to the right side of the infield over at second base. Picked up, and after a double clutch, it's the throw to first in time for out number two. Madden Akko advances over to third base. And there's now two outs in the bottom of the fourth with a runner 90 feet from scoring. Rafters already up 2-0. And Pat Costin up to the plate, looking to do some damage. And he hit basically for sure, going to send home that runner. Austin up at the plate, left-handed hitting catcher. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch coming home. It's a grounder towards the right side of the infield. Picked up at second. Underhand flip over to first base. It's in time. Another 4-3 putout. And a lot of putouts coming from Esteban Garcia. He's already retired 4 batters in the game, and that's the third out of the fourth inning. So the Rafters, no runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and one left on base. It's 2-0 Rafters as we hit the fifth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Jeremy Jones has his afternoon done with as we get into the fifth inning, and he hands it off to Tristan Krusenberry. What a great start from Jeremy Jones, and really helping out the Rafters here as they lead 2-0 in the top of the fifth. And Tristan Krusenberry coming into the game, right-handed pitcher from Campbellsville University. He'll be facing the right-handed hitter Owen DeShazo to lead off the inning. First pitch gets a swing and a miss on an off speed to make it 0-1. And it'll be DeShazo, Collins Sr., and Beckett Zavoric due up in the fifth. That's the 8-9-1 batters. 0-1 count is low to bring it 1-1. And DeShazo entering this game, he was 4-for-8 against the Rafters this season and had really been swinging a hot bat. He started off this game 0-for-1 with a double play. That pitch misses for a ball to bring the count 2-1 to DeShazo. DeShazo takes that pitch as well, but it's below the zone to make it 3-1. Krusenberry trying to find his rhythm. And it's been an up-and-down season for him as the grounder is fouled down that third base line to bring the count full. And just looking to get back into the game and not put too much pressure on himself. That's what he's repeated to me over and over again, is just try and have fun out there. 3-2 count. It is inside for ball number 4, and Krusenberry shakes his head. He thought that was strike 3, but it'll bring up Colin Sr. to the plate with nobody out and a runner on first here in the top of the fifth. 2-0 the lead for the Rafters as the Lakeshore Chinooks, subdivisional rival, and a big game here. The Rafters really hoping to take the win, and they have a 2-0 lead, but got to stay in charge. And now that you get to the bullpen, it seems from what we've seen this season, a lot of times you've had a great starting performance and the bullpen hasn't been able to shut them down. But in the wins that the Rafters have gotten, that pitch misses high for ball number 2, a 2-0 count. And when the games go well for the Rafters, the starters have a solid start, and then the bullpen comes in and they keep the momentum. And that's what is really the big deal for the Rafters. That's when you know that things are going well. But you can't say that until you see it. So Krusenberry hoping to do something. 3-0 count is in there for strike number 1, 3-1. And Krusenberry really focused on trying to retire batters and not issue the walks. Going to be a big deal for him as he's taking on Colin Sr. And this one is hit high in the air towards left field. The wind is pushing out. It's at the warning track, but caught out there by Royce Clayton Jr. And oh, I thought for a second we might be seeing another one, but it didn't spend enough time up there as Colin Sr. is retired on a deep flyout and brings up to the plate now the top of the order as Owen DeShazo stays at first. It's Beckett Zavoric with one on and one out in the top of the fifth. Tristan Krusenberry deals. This one a fly ball towards right field. It's dropping in the wind and running up to it. It's caught in right by Chris Diaz for out number 2. Nice way to get that out. And it brings up David Hogg to the plate, the right-handed hitting designated hitter for the Chinooks. He's got a runner on first with two outs. 2-0 the Rafters lead in the top of the fifth. Krusenberry leans back and fires but misses low and away to bring the count 1-0. And Hogg had a home run in the game yesterday, and he's kept the momentum flowing into this one. All in all, in these last two games, he's combined for 3 hits, 2 walks, and has been retired just twice. Breaking ball misses high and tight to Hogg. He has to lean out in order for it not to hit him in the helmet. And looking a little more at Tristan Krusenberry's last time out, was at against Traverse City in that second game. 1-0 count is ripped over the head of a leaping Mason Onyade at shortstop and into left field. Makes it a two-out single for David Hogg and puts runners on first and second with two outs in the top of the fifth inning. Brings up Jacob Coase to the plate, who started yesterday's game, but he was taken out after just one inning after a defensive play that didn't go his way. Back in the lineup here, and he's a great hitter. First pitch is in there for strike number one and makes it an 0-1 count. However, the Rafters have him down to batting 0-3 over his last two games, including this one. Runners on first and second. He takes the pitch low. It's a 1-1 count. And Tristan Krusenberry in that game against Traverse City, he walked five batters, allowed those five runs in 3 1/3. And again, when he's in trouble, it's because of the walks. Throughout the season, he has 20 walks in his 16 innings. 1-1 count, misses outside. It's a 2-1 count. And Coase, the left fielder for the Chinooks. That is where he started yesterday. And back out there. He's from the Masters University, native of Ripon, California. 2-1 count is skied towards right field, down the line, racing over to a Diaz in foul territory. He makes the catch for out number three. So the Chinooks, no runs on one hit, no errors, and two left on base. It's 2-0 Rafters. Into the bottom of the fifth we go on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, I was pleasantly surprised by the bullpen here for the Rafters. Tristan Krusenberry started off with a walk, and, well, with the way that some of these games have been going recently, you do start to think the worst. However, Tristan Krusenberry, he has been able to fight through these battles before, and going through obstacles is really the whole thing for him in his baseball career. That's what he likes, is working through the ups and downs and just continuing to prove himself. And that's what Krusenberry did back in that first inning. He had the leadoff walk, but got right back into the counts, and he induced three flyouts to end that fifth inning without no damage being done. So into the bottom of the fifth we go, and Royce Clayton Jr. leading off for the Rafters. It'll be Clayton, Garcia, and Diaz, the 8-9-1 batters, due up. First pitch to Clayton, misses low. Ball number one, and it's 2-0 Rafters in the bottom of the fifth. Clayton, the right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-lefty matchup. This pitch misses outside for ball number two, 2-0 count. Aaron Robinson on the mound for the Chinooks. He allowed just the one hit in the fourth inning. Induced three other balls into play that were put outs. 2-0 count is out on the outside edge, called strike number one, and Layton not able to get the call his way. 2-1 count coming home. It's outside for ball number three. 3-1 the count. And Layton 0-1 in the game. He lined out to short back in the second inning. It was relatively well hit ball, but just couldn't sneak on through. 3-1 count. It is low for ball number four, and Royce Clayton Jr. leads off the bottom of the fifth with a walk to put a man on first with nobody out, and a 2-0 lead already in favor of the Rafters, but trying to make it more as some of these games this season, I've continued to say this, but it looks like the Rafters are going to win, and then something happens, and all of a sudden, snap, it goes the other direction. So you've got to keep the momentum alive any way possible, especially at the plate, which right now it's looking like it's coming to a halt. J.J. Garcia at the plate takes the first pitch low for ball number one. Right-handed hitting third baseman for the Rafters. It's a righty-lefty matchup. Runner on first base is Clayton Jr., the 1-0 count. Hit towards right field, and that one gets over the head of the first baseman down the right field line. Garcia rounds first. He's headed for second. The throw, it is slow, not in time. Rounding third and coming home on the throw down to second. Clayton scores. It's 3-0 Rafters in the bottom of the fifth. RBI hit for J.J. Garcia, and it sends home Royce Clayton Jr. Big-time base running from the Rafters, and it brings up Chris Diaz with a runner on second base and nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. First run of the game allowed by Aaron Robinson after pitching a shutout fourth inning. And it brings up the left-handed hitting right fielder for the Rafters, a lefty-lefty matchup. Runner on second base, Clayton is a speedster. One grounded down the first base line, but foul. And the count now 0-1. And Diaz struggling out the gates here, but he's batting leadoff for a reason. Ziggy likes the way that he takes the plate appearances, and he stays patient up there. And that's one of the things that you can applaud him for, but he's got two strikeouts in this game so far, partially because of that patience. He's taken a couple of called strikes, haven't gone his way. He's got an 0-1 count, trying to swing early in it. Runner on second base, the 0-1 is on the lower part of the zone, called strike two, and those are the type of pitches that he's been trying to take on the lower part of the zone that we've seen called strike time and time again, and Diaz hasn't been able to make that adjustment just yet. Pickoff attempt back to second. Diving head first back in. Garcia is safe. And Garcia this season, you look at the way that he's been able to swipe bags this year. He certainly is a threat on the base paths. He's got 5 stolen bases on the year, although all of them have stolen second. He has yet to steal third. That pitch misses for ball number one. A 1-2 count. The left-handed hitting Diaz. Mason Oñate on deck. 1-2 count with the runner on second. Rafters up 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch comes home from Robinson. It's a fly ball down the left field line, but hooks foul and bounces towards the Rafters bullpen where Manny Silva picks it up and tries to throw it back to the fans. So a 1-2 count once more to Chris Diaz. And Diaz from Marist College, a native of Pomona, New York. Well, I'm betting he wishes he was in New York right now, where it's probably not feeling near 100 degrees. 1-2 count, gets a swing and a miss for strike number three. It's the third strikeout of the game for Chris Diaz. And despite him looking strong from the plate over the last three games, he has not been able to beat the heat today. Brings up Mason Oñate with a runner on third base. As J.J. Garcia was over there on the stolen bag. And this one is hit towards left field. It's dropping, but not enough. It's caught on the line from the left fielder, Jacob Coase. And, well, Garcia is able to come back in and score on it. So a sacrifice fly as it was hit just deep enough. I didn't think it would be. And, well, hey, Garcia knew his speed. He took off, and he made it count. So an RBI for Mason Oñate. And he avoids an out on his at-bats to hits ratio. Brings up Noah Ruiz with nobody on and two away in the bottom of the fifth. It's 4-0 Wisconsin Rapids. And Noah Ruiz, the right-handed hitting second baseman for the Rafters, takes the first pitch away for ball number one. Ruiz has already seen 13 pitches through two plate appearances. He's shown off the discipline up there. 1-0 count is hit over towards shortstop, and it's off the glove of the shortstop Zavoric and into left field as Noah Ruiz gets on for the first time today, and it's thanks to an error from the shortstop. E6 in the books, and it brings up Cameron Douglas with a runner on first and two outs in the bottom of the fifth. And Douglas, he's been off to a slow start in this game. Looking to turn around. Runner taking off from first on the first pitch. Throw down. It's high. And Ruiz slides in, but not in time. Thought he slid under it, but couldn't quite get the call. And he is out for out number three. And the Rafters are able to score two more runs. They score the two runs on one hit. There was one error, but nobody left on base. It's 4-0 Wisconsin Rapids. To the sixth we go. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Already into the sixth inning here, it's the Rafters up 4-0 after another two-run inning. They're able to keep the momentum, and Tristan Krusenberry back out for his second inning of work. 4-0 in the top of the sixth, and it'll be Krusenberry against Tyler Priest, Nate Gray, and Jack Cleveno due up the 4-5-6 batters for the Lakeshore Chinooks. And Krusenberry, in his first inning, he allowed one hit and one walk, but no runs. Never shared Jeremy Jones's line. He ended up going four innings, as this one is a fly ball toward center field. Out there, it is caught by Gunnar Myro for out number one on one pitch. Jeremy Jones, four innings pitched. He allowed three hits, no runs on three walks. He struck out two batters. He did not hit any with a pitch, and no wild pitches from him either, as he faced a total of 16 batters on 51 pitches before handing it off to Krusenberry. First pitch to Nate Gray is going to miss low for ball number one. A 1-0 count. Gray, the right-handed hitting first baseman, up for the third time today. 1-0 count, misses well outside to bring it 2-0. And Gray, his last time up, drew an automatic walk in the fourth inning. Not an intentional. Automatic is ball number four was called a ball based on a pitch clock violation. 2-0 count coming home. It misses outside for ball number three, a 3-0 count. And Gray, after taking first base, he ended up on second before he was stranded there to end the inning. 3-0 count on the way. It's right down the middle for strike number one. And Krusenberry able to fight back with his own strike. Gets him back into the count a little bit, but still the advantage goes to the batter. 3-1 is sent high down that left field line, but the wind is going to hook it way foul and out of play. Clayton was over to it. He maybe would have been able to catch that one in play had it not been for the wind. Instead, it moves the count full, 3-2. And Gray, 0-1 in the game, he struck out swinging back in the second. That was his only other plate appearance outside of the automatic walk. He's got a 3-2 count here. Krusenberry stepping back. He will fire, and it's a grounder over to short. Picked up off of a short hop by Garcia, who throws it on to first in time for out number two. 6-3 on the putout. Worth noting, there was a defensive change as Jack Guerrero came into the game. Guerrero now playing third base, and over at shortstop, J.J. Garcia. So that means Mason Onyade has come out of the game as Jack Guerrero is a defensive replacement. Nobody on and two outs in the top of the sixth inning as this pitch misses high to Jack Cleveno for ball number one. So Mason Onyade is out of the game as Jack Guerrero comes in for him. This pitch misses low and brings the count 2-0. Rafters having a 4-0 lead. This one's hit hard towards left field, but Clayton is there to make the catch for out number three. So the Rafters are able to make the Chinooks go down 1-2-3. Krusenberry cruising along. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. It's 4-0 Rafters into the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Aaron Robinson is still working for the Chinooks here as we hit the bottom of the sixth inning. The Rafters in the top of the sixth. They were able to shut down the Chinooks once again as Tristan Krusenberry continued to look strong out there. He has been good in this one, and no strikeouts for him, but he's gotten the pitches across the plate as this one is ripped down the third baseline and off the glove of the third baseman, Esteban Garcia. So Cameron Douglas able to work his way onto first with his first hit of the game. Really a hard hit ball right there and made it a near impossible play for the third baseman, Collins Sr., to make. So Sr. over at third base and runner on first for the Rafters with nobody out as Madden Acco takes this pitch outside for ball number one. Acco, right-handed hitting first baseman. He has Cameron Douglas ahead of him on the base paths. Another pitch that misses outside makes it 2-0. And Douglas played a little bit of outfield earlier in the season. He's got some mobility on the base paths. He's got 4 stolen bases on the year. 3 times he's stolen second. Once he's stolen third. 2-0 count coming home. This one's hit up the middle. Takes an odd hop off the mound, but picked up at shortstop. Throw after he steps on the bag himself. And it is in time. It's a 6-3 double play here in the bottom of the sixth. Cameron Douglas retired on his way over to second base. Madden Acco out at first. And it brings up the right-handed hitting center fielder, Gunnar Miro. That's the first time that Akko's been retired today. And Acco trying to keep staying strong, but not able to pick up the hit there. Yesterday, Acco had came in as a pinch hitter in the eighth inning and not able to pick up a hit there, but today he's been off to a good start. First pitch to Gunnar Miro, misses for ball number one. Righty-lefty matchup, and Miro gets on top of one down the third base line, but foul just by a bit. 1-1 count, and Senior was following it into foul territory. Couldn't quite make the catch before it was across the bag. 1-1 the count with nobody on and 2 away, and the pitch misses well outside to make it 2-1. Miro is up for the third time today. His last time out, he grounded out 4-3 in the fourth inning. He's 0-2. 2-1 count coming home. It is a little outside for ball number three. Now 3-1 the count. And Pat Costin on deck if it gets to him, but Gunnar Miro's got to work on to base first. He's got a 3-1 count with two away in the bottom of the sixth and sends one over towards right field. Not much movement from the right fielder Priest, and he makes the catch for out number three. So the Rafters, no runs on the one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. It's 4-0 Rafters. Into the seventh we go here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
game number 28 of the first half, and the Rafters just 8 more left in the first half, but looking for a win here to mathematically stay in contention for the first half crown. However, Madison and Wausau both have a hefty advantage, as the Mallards with 17 wins, worst they can finish is 17-19. Rafters at best and go 18-18. So their elimination number down to 2, as the first pitch to Garcia is low for ball number 1. And back out on the mound for the Rafters, Tristan Krusenberry looking to roll long, 1-0 count, again misses for ball number 2. 2-0 the count, and looking at the scoreboard right now on a Sunday, the Madison Mallards are in the bottom of the second against the Green Bay Rockers. This pitch fouled back, makes it 2-1, and Mallards have it tied 1-1 with Green Bay. In the top of the seventh, might as well roll through the scores. 2-1 count to the left-handed hitting second baseman Garcia. Holds off on a swing on a pitch that misses low for ball 3. 3-1 the count. And in Battle Creek, it was a 5-3 Battle Jacks win over the Rockford Rivets. That's who the Rafters will be taking on next. They hit the road for a 2-game series starting tomorrow. That pitch is low for ball number 4. And Esteban Garcia on for the second time today after reaching base 4 times in the game yesterday. Brings up Owen DeShazo with the runner on first and nobody out in the top of the seventh. 4-0 Rafters, and Tristan Krusenberry trying to keep it that way. That walk was his second of the game. This one is hit up the middle towards second base. Picked up by Ruiz. He'll step on the bag himself, throw it over to first, and they got him. Another double play for the Rafters. It's their third DP of the game. And this time, it's Noah Ruiz who comes up with it. 4-3. And it's the second double play that Owen DeShazo's hit into after he entered this game red hot against the Rafters. But this one, ice cold on a blistering day in the sun. 2 outs and nobody on in the top of the seventh inning. Still 4-0 Rafters. First pitch misses north of the zone for ball number 1. A 1-0 count to Colin Senior, the right-handed hitting third baseman for the Chinooks. A 1 count is hit up the middle towards shallow short and not able to be picked up by J.J. Garcia, as he had a slow start before he found it and ends up with the runner reaching over to first base. So Colin Senior on to first. 2 outs in the top of the seventh. 4-run Rafters lead and officially goes in as an E6, as the pitch here misses low for ball number 1 to the top of the order, Beckett Zavoric. Zavoric, the right-handed hitting shortstop for the Chinooks. It's a righty-righty matchup with the runner on first. 1-0 count, swing, and an early miss from Zavoric makes it a 1-1 count. And Zavoric 0-3 in the game so far, but a great batter who has a .418 batting average. 1-0 count, gets another swing and a miss. That makes it 1-2. At least he did have a .418 batting average prior to this game. That's going to drop a little bit, probably back into the 300s. OPS will be under 1,000 unless he has a big hit here. 1-2 count with two away. This pitch outside for ball number 2. It is now 2-2. Zavoric's last time up, he flew out to right field back in the fifth inning. He's put all three of his plate appearances into play. Third inning was a pop out to third, and in the first, it was a 4-3 ground out. Runner taking off from first. It's lined over to short and caught out of the air by J.J. Garcia. Would have been a double play again if it hadn't already had two outs in the inning, but instead, we'll certainly take that. No runs on no hits. There was one error, and there was one left on base. It's 4-0 Rafters. Into the bottom of the seventh we go. Seventh inning stretch here from Witter Field, and we'll return with more Rafters baseball after this on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
And we are into the bottom of the seventh here from Wisconsin Rapids. Welcome into Witter Field, where the Rafters currently lead 4-0 against the Lakeshore Chinooks. Still a hot one, although it's dropped 1 degree since earlier in the game. It's now only 92 degrees outside. I'm sure everyone's enjoying that as the wind continues to pick up. Pat Costin, while he was red hot, maybe even hotter than the sun back in the second inning with that home run that he had. Two-run shot, his first homer of the year. But here in the bottom of the seventh, he takes the first pitch on a swing and a miss. Now this one misses low to make it back even, 1-1. And Rafters up 4-0. And the last time that they scored 2 runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Also scored 2 in the bottom of the second. Pitch here from Costin, misses low to make it 2-1, and Austin's two-run shot came back in the second inning over the left field wall. That's tough to do, but wind pushing out here is the 2-1 count, misses low and inside. Now 3-1 to the left-handed hitting catcher. Costin will be followed by Clayton Jr. and Garcia. Due up in the seventh, that's the 7-8-9 batters. The fifth pitch of the plate appearance misses inside, and Pat Costin, a leadoff walk. Rafters trying to add to their 4-run lead to feel a little more comfortable heading into the final 2 innings. Eighth inning, and Tristan Krusenberry has been great throughout the night. Krusenberry, after the seventh inning, is at 43 pitches. So there's a solid shot. He's back out there for another. However, there is a man warming up in the Rafters bullpen looking to take over. And good chance that Krusenberry also comes out. The first pitch to Royce Clayton Jr. misses low for ball number one. And Clayton, the right-handed hitting left fielder for the Rafters, he is up for the third time today with the runner on first, and the pitch is in there for strike number one. And Clayton, he drew a walk his last time up back in the fifth inning. Also came around to score. Back in the second, he lined out to short. 1-1 count. It is on the outside edge, called strike number two, and that outside edge is getting called to both batters throughout the night, and certainly a well-placed pitch from Jackson Bond, who came on to the mound for the Chinooks at the start of the inning. Bond, right-handed pitcher. It changes up the lefty from Aaron Robinson and gets a swing and a miss from Clayton for strike number three. The first out of the bottom of the seventh keeps Pat Costin over on first and brings up J.J. Garcia to the plate with a 4-0 Rafters lead. And Garcia, the right-handed hitting now shortstop for the Rafters. And Brent Gallegos, the one warming up in the Rafters bullpen. So a good chance that he'll come in. He's been hot as of late. First pitch to J.J. Garcia, misses low for ball number one. And Gallegos has had a few multi-inning appearances as well as of late. So there is a chance that he comes out and tries to finish it off if he has a strong eighth inning. 1-0 count, misses upstairs for ball number two to Garcia. 2-0 count. And Jeremy Jones went four shutout innings before handing it off to Tristan Krusenberry. Krusenberry, three shutout innings of his own. So if their nights are over, it's going to be an impressive day for them. 2-0 count is in there to make it 2-1. And wind's still picking up out here as flags are blowing out hard. And wind up to 17 miles an hour with gusts up to 31. Costin on first, and the fly ball from J.J. Garcia is fouled down that right field line. And the light posts out there in right center field are actually moving with the wind. You can visibly see them shaking from the top in the wind. The American flagpole right next to it by the scoreboard. It's a 2-2 count to the right-handed hitting Garcia. And he swings and misses at strike number three. So back-to-back Ks for Jackson Bond. And it brings up the top of the order for the Rafters with Chris Diaz up to the plate. And Diaz, the left-handed hitting right fielder, looking to stop his old start to the game. Up for the fourth time today. He's got a runner on first base with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. It's 4-0 Rafters. And it'll be Diaz versus the righty on the mound as the first pitch misses low for ball number one. And Chris Diaz struck out back in the fifth inning. He went down swinging. Also struck out in the third and the first innings. 1-0 count with the runner on first. Takes this pitch low for ball number two. And, well, that's where the patience can really come in handy for Diaz. Takes the first two and brings the count 2-0. And Jack Guerrero is on deck for what would be his first plate appearance, as this one is a fly ball down the left side of the field, rearing towards the rat trap. It actually goes over it and bounces off on the concrete out there as one lucky kid is going to end up with it. They're all racing for it. Who's going to be the one that ends up with it? So a 2-1 count. Runner still on first base with two away in the bottom of the seventh. Rafters looking to get back in the win column. They won their game two nights ago against Madison. 2-1 count is popped foul and out of play. Straight back towards the concessions area. And off of a bounce, another kid's going to pick up this ball, or will he? No, it bounces out of his hand. Oh, man, his friend's going to pick it up. Now, a good friend would hand that back to you. Tell you what. 2-2 count to Chris Diaz. Back to the game. Runner still on first base, and it's outside for ball three. 3-2 to Diaz. And with Costin on first, they don't want to leave him standing there. But we'll see what happens. On the mound, Bond. He fires. It's outside for ball number four. Second walk of the inning from Jackson Bond. And Pat Costin now over to second base with Chris Diaz on first. Two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Runners on first and second. And it brings up the left-handed hitting Jack Guerrero, who came in for Mason Oñate. earlier in the afternoon. And Guerrero, the third baseman for the Rafters, he has played both third base and first for Wisconsin Rapids. J.J. Garcia was playing third earlier today before he moved over to short, as that is Oñate's position. First pitch on the way to Guerrero, misses outside for ball number one, and Guerrero is a guy who's had some up and downs this season. As of late, he's been able to pick up some hits. Starts finding his rhythm again. Pitch comes to him. It misses low for ball number two. 2-0 count. And the lefty batting 235 on the season. He's got a 688 OPS. And his last game was yesterday, where he went 1-for-3 with a walk against Lakeshore. So he reached base twice there and hoping to show off some similar results here. 2-0 count, grounded over the first base side, but just foul. Now the count 2-1, and Guerrero, he early in the season liked to have those long plate appearances. As of late, he's been swinging earlier in counts, seeing better pitches. He's thought, hey, let's put these out there and get some times on base. Don't make the pitcher make the mistake. You have got to be aggressive out there. He's got a 2-1 count with runners on first and second. Takes this one low for ball number three. It's 3-1. And Noah Ruiz on deck. That'd be huge if Guerrero could work on to base. Because Ruiz, of course, a dangerous hitter. He leads the Northwoods League in RBIs. This pitch taken low and in. Ball number four, and it loads the bases with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. And the infield coming in, as there will be a mound visit for the Chinooks. Three walks in the seventh inning from new reliever Jackson Bond, and it has not gone the way that Bond has wanted. He has three walks and two strikeouts. So far, three true outcomes. Well, Ruiz, he likes to put the ball into play. And if we're talking three true outcomes, and it's not a strikeout or a walk, I like what I'm hearing from Noah Ruiz. I don't know. Ruiz, the right-handed hitting second baseman for the Rafters. He did strike out earlier today, though. You just don't see it all too often. He is 0-for-3 in the game and looking for a way to break out. This could be that big at-bat. He'll take on Jackson Baum with the bases loaded and two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Takes that pitch for strike number one. And Ruiz, 30 RBIs. He's got four home runs on the season. Entered the game batting 342 with a 1048 OPS. 0-1 count coming home. It misses low for ball one. And Ruiz, he is one of the more powerful hitters on this team. Wind not gusting at this point in time, but still a windy day. And could easily send one out of here. It's a good day for righties. If he's going to try and hit one to left field, 1-1 count, gets a big swing and a miss, and he was trying to, but couldn't make contact with the ball, so now a 1-2 count. On third base, Pat Costin. On second, Chris Diaz. And on first, Jack Guerrero. Rafters already up 4-0, trying to add on to that lead. Ruiz looking for more RBIs on the season. Only a 3-RBI advantage over second. 1-2 count, sent over to the third base side, and it bounces on through into left field. Here comes one run, here comes another, and it is 6-0 Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom of the seventh. Two RBIs for Noah Ruiz, and the single puts the Rafters up pretty big here in the seventh inning. And Jack Guerrero moves to second on the hit. He stays there, though. Chris Diaz scores from second. while Pat Costin scores from third. First hit of the game against Jackson Bond, but it came with the bases loaded after he walked them full. Runners on first and second with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. 6-0 Rafters. Cameron Douglas, the right-handed hitting DH, steps into the batter's box. Takes the first pitch for strike number one. It's an 0-1 count. Douglas, 1-for-3 on the game. He singled his last time up. Pitch comes and misses inside, but Douglas was trying to go around, but didn't get the bat off his shoulders, just turned the elbows. So now a 1-1 count. Runner on second, Guerrero, has stolen a couple of bases, but not too many as the lead runner. 1-1 count coming home, gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. 1-2 count, and Douglas, right-handed hitter, the wind picking up towards left field once again, and he's got a ton of power in that bat. Still looking for home run number one, though. Only appeared in a few games as an offensive player. And stepping off the mound, Jackson Bond, he fakes the throw back to second, but keeps it in his glove.